joining us now on the line, Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com. We've been talking about gas prices all morning long, and it seems like in Buffalo, we were quick to rise and we're slow to kind of come back down to the national average. Dan, what are you seeing as far as trends, and why is that, that it's always so slow to come back down?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Yes, it's all up like a rocket and down like a feather, as the expression goes. Has everything to do with the fact that as prices have been dropping, especially for crude, where you've seen crude now drop about $24-$25 a barrel since its highs of early October. These things take several days to make their way through the market, and certainly as they've dropped rather dramatically, it's left a lot of gas stations in a situation where they would wind up with inventory that is more expensive the week before. So what we see now is sort of a slow but sure decline in the price. And that's not everywhere, because here, of course, in Buffalo, your prices are still in the average. And that's, you know, considering I see a lot of 287s, 285s, the average is still moving towards the 270 range. But that means that some places, if you go further central to the state, Utica, Rome, that region, you can get it as cheap as $2.25. Right now, excuse me, the gas price wholesale for gas is probably in the $2.20, $2.25 a gallon range, and it's for that reason that the difference between what it costs gas stations to buy their fuel today and what they're actually selling it for is really a retail margin, which is pretty high. I mean, 40 cent a gallon retail margins is pretty significant, and I expect those to be whittled down in the days ahead.
Well, when you look, Dan, at statewide, you know, Buffalo versus Rochester, Syracuse, and that, and the fact that we're paying more, does it matter our distance to the pipeline compared to theirs?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, you can actually value that in terms of, what, 5, maybe 8 cents a gallon from one end to the other. Taking away New York City as an example, if I'm in Rochester, it's $2.67. I mean, the actual price differences aren't all that great. It's only when I get towards the center part of the state, around the regions of the refineries and access to, say, the Hudson, Champlain, that region, where you're going to see prices drop to the $2.22 to $2.25 range. Now, if I'm a gas station selling fuel for what I'm buying it for at wholesale, in other words, at about $2.25, but I'm selling it for $2.25, I better be selling a lot of beef jerky to make up the difference.
All right, so the gas stations, we've heard this time and time again from a lot of people that they don't really make a ton of money off of the gas that they're selling. It's mostly off of other things.
Yeah, that may be true, and it really depends on what the price is and what the wholesale price should be for that gas station in any given market. There is competition, obviously, among retailers. There's also competition among wholesalers. So you can go in a given market here in, say, Buffalo, where the difference might be as much as 10 cents a gallon. So one would think that if you're able to get gasoline a little cheaper, you're able to sell a little cheaper, the theory holds that you would get more customers. There's also the fact that there are deep discounters, big box stores that can sell gasoline at a loss or use gasoline really as a loss leader, where they're getting you into their store or getting you to buy gasoline cheap in order to get you to come to the store to buy other products. And they promote these things, you know, with their coupons or with their bill of sale. The reality, however, is that if I'm looking further to the west of New York State, I'm having to say that gas stations aren't doing too bad. They're making some pretty good money. And I would suggest that at 40 cents a gallon, which is the sort of the rough range in which they're selling their gasoline versus what it costs them to buy taxes in, the further east you go, the more competitive it is.
Now, we're hearing from some listeners on our text board this morning saying that nearby Indian reservations are selling it for about a dollar less than the average. Is that dollar all taxes?
Part of it is taxes. Part of it is at 40 cents a gallon. They're not charging 40 cents a gallon. Part of it is, you know, that they're not having to pay, you know, across the state here. If I, you know, if I look at where taxes stand, it is likely that they're able to suppress part of the 62.7 cents a gallon, which is makes up federal and state taxes. So there's a number of advantages that they may have in terms of having to collect, which I think is part of treaty rights They don't need to, you can impose it, but they don't need to collect it. So that may provide some of the advantage there. If I look at the strict tax of 62.7 cents a gallon, that's with all taxes included, as well as the retail margin, which I'm looking at Buffalo here, for instance, could be as high as 40 cents a gallon. That makes up pretty much your entire $1 difference.
Are you able to forecast for us a little bit what you see over the next couple of months as far as prices go here?
Brian, I'm looking at prices stabilizing to the downside, and that's only because I think there is a real possibility that the world will continue, led by the United States, in terms of oil production. And so I think oil, pushing down at $50 a barrel. We're already $8 a barrel less than we were this time last year. It's for many an early Christmas gift. You look at the national average, much cheaper than this time last year. We're starting to head that way here in the state, where we're seeing that gas prices are at, if not lower than they were this time last year. And I think that's going to continue at least until February, at which point I think we'll start to see a bit of a turnaround, both in terms of prices as well as greater certainty as to what the 2019 looks like. There's a lot of bumps ahead economically, and I think that will probably keep a damper on oil and, of course, on gas prices into the first half of 2019.
All right, Dan, thanks so much. That's Dan McTagg, Senior Petroleum Analyst with GasBuddy.com.
Here in Buffalo, average price, $2.83. Across New York State, it's $2.74. Across the U.S., $2.42.